This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Starting the second hour with Cynthia McKinney, this is Mary Ellen Moore. And before we do that, I want to just say a couple things about some specials that are going on at the Power Mall. Joyce Riley, part of her legacy was buy from the good guys, and part of her legacy was also that she found and sold only the best, and we are continuing that. The products are fantastic, and right now going on, $5 off your next order. And 20% off the REM sleep pills. Those are fantastic for those people that have trouble with their nocturnal slumber. And 20% off Numata storable foods. Really a good time to think about getting a little bit of storable food. Not everybody needs to have a giant storage room full of it, but I really recommend that people have something on hand to at least last for a few weeks for them and their family. And all the Stetzer products are pretty much back in stock, and you can call Jay at 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. So we are back with Cynthia McKinney, and I was wondering if you wouldn't mind speaking to your opinion on this Russia, Trump thing, and do you think this is ever going to go away, or are they going to pound this into the ground until we're either at war with Russia or until they can impeach Trump if the midterm elections don't go as the Republicans would like them to go?
The Russia farce is just so embarrassing.
Yep.
My home state of Georgia was the very first state in the union to adopt the electronic voting machines.
Oh, dear.
And so I was approached by computer, by software writers about the fallibilities of those machines and the code that was used to count the ballots. And so I got involved with Bev Harris at Black Box Voting,
yes.
Went down to Florida, saw the different hacks that were done on the various machines down there. Was Sequoia. In Georgia, we had Diebold, which was the absolute worst. And no paper trail, no nothing. And so the software coders were among the very first when the decision was made state by state to adopt these machines. They were the very first to organize and say, hey, no, you don't need to do this because they're hackable. And the Congress basically ignored what they had to say. The various secretaries of state in the various states also ignored what they had to say and adopted these machines, these two machine systems that were owned by two brothers. So basically you had every vote counted, well, not every, but about 80% of the votes that were cast in the United States were cast on machines that were owned by one family. Now, nobody was thinking about, okay, they're hacking our system. They're flipping votes. And I can tell you, because I had that happen to me. And
really?
In fact, that's how my election was stolen, is that people from all over the state of Georgia were voting in my race. And yet I was only running in one congressional district. And we have affidavits from people all over the state, and they were voting. So there was clearly a malfunction. And when we filed a lawsuit, not me, but the voters who were affected filed a lawsuit, And the expert witness in the state of Georgia, well, the state of Georgia, got up and said, well, you just have to trust us that the person that we announce as the winner is the actual winner of the election. That's almost a verbatim quote. So the idea that, oh, the Russians have done something new, well, heck, both of the parties, the political parties, were benefiting from their own hacks.
Right. Right. So,
and that's why the issue, I'm really, you know, very particular about the language that's used. The real issue is election fraud, election integrity, not voter fraud. Now, of course, you know, with there's a whole new set of circumstances being introduced with undocumented non-residents, non-citizens of the United States being actually registered to vote out in San Francisco. So it's a whole different landscape now going on. But
well,
back
that'd be another
that
type
time,
of foreign influence, I guess. So
yeah. But you know, that's with the consent of those who have been elected to office, though. But back at my time, that both of the political parties liked those electronic voting machines because they could manipulate them and determine the outcome. So you can imagine how I look askance at this idea about all of a sudden we care about election integrity, and they're not even talking about election integrity. That's not what, because they don't want to have that conversation. Because if you start talking about election integrity, then you're going to talk about making the major fix, because you can't prevent people from owning corporations, but you can prevent one family from owning the corporation that's used in your particular state to count votes. Now, you can prevent that. And so the computer coders suggested going back to paper ballots as the only way paper ballots counted in the open, in the public, in front of the voters themselves. And that's the solution that I would go to. And I'm astonished that there are actually some people on Fox News who are actually advocating the same thing, because, it's the only thing that really makes sense given the extreme vulnerability, both internally and externally, of the electronic voting machines that are currently the means by which we elections are administered.
Yeah, those machines have been around for a while, and I did see Bev Harris's film, 10 years ago or something, on the Diebold machines and how easy it is to go in and flip without the machine even registering that you can't even tell that the numbers have been flipped once they're flipped. So I don't understand. And a lot of people, it's not like the people are dumb on this. A lot of people are screaming for this on both sides. Like, we need paper ballots. We need to go back to some type of verification system, even if we are using the electronic machines. There's no paper trail. There's no real verification to go back in and do. I don't even know how they do recounts, but I'm for something, even if it takes a little bit longer to get the results.
Yeah, well, you know, there's nothing. Maybe we will enhance and increase our civic engagement if the votes are counted in public and people can go there and watch the counting process. So, you know, we've got a dearth of this engagement where you can hold an election and 30%, even less than 30% of the eligible voters will even bother to show up and vote. Now, that's not a mandate. You know, that's really not a mandate for anything. 30% is winning in the United States. It's ridiculous. 30% of 30 in those states where you do not have a majority vote requirement, where it's only a plurality, 30% of 30% turnout can be the winner.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing to me that 100 million people don't vote. And, you know, you see, you understand that some of these people, they don't even know what day it is or who the candidates are or what, you know, they don't know anything about who their congressperson is. You know, they don't, so, you know, it's kind of scary. People that vote, you want people to vote and vote responsibly if they're going to vote. And then you have the group of people that think it's ridiculous to vote at all because you've got two wings of the same bird of prey and we're going to head in the same direction anyway. But, you know, it's a really hard thing to, you know, come to grips with, you know, should I, shouldn't I, what's the answer to this?
Yeah, so, you know, I don't, I'm looking at other, if they really want to say, okay, we're in this competition with the rest of the world, which we should have done a long time ago anyway, we would fix our educational system. There's no way that the scientists that are produced in Russia, in any way that the United States educational system is producing enough scientists, enough anything, to compete with other countries around the world that have education systems that work. But because our complete political system itself has been taken over by elements of a quote of a deep state that don't care one whit about the people of the United States, then you get students coming out. I have my own student loan burden. I went back to school and I got my PhD, and of course I couldn't afford the tuitions at my institution. And my institution was, is a niche institution that is basically created for people like me. The founder of Antioch, at that time Antioch College. The founder of Antioch College said, be ashamed to die if you haven't done something to improve the lot of humanity. So, I mean, I come from a school that has as its mission improving society, improving our country, being engaged citizens. And even they, with that kind of a mission, couldn't hold back tuition costs enough to make it affordable without a student loan.
We're going to go to break now. And college didn't used to be that expensive, and it's gotten way out of hand. We'll talk a little bit more about that after our four-minute break.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy, or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Finishing up here on this last 40 minutes with Dr. Cynthia McKinney. We're talking a little bit about education right now, and I was thinking what you were saying about loans and everything. I've never thought the solution to the problems with our schools and students is just throwing more money at the schools. There's something about the way they're being taught, that these kids that were not producing more engineers or more people that just know how to think, not just what to think. When I went away to school in the early 70s, I went out of state to Arizona State University. You know what my tuition was for one semester? $400 for my tuition. These kids are coming out of just regular liberal arts degrees with thousands of dollars of debt, and I don't understand how that's happened in the last, 45, 50 years.
I agree with you. There's something terribly wrong with our system, but then, of course, there's something terribly wrong with not only our educational system, but this is a function of the political system that we have as well. And our political system has been completely taken over by people who don't, you can say what you want to say. At one point, although, I don't make any excuses for the previous deep state because I think they were horrible, but this current deep state is even worse, if that's even possible, is even worse than the previous deep state. And they don't care one whit about the people of the United States. They don't care if what they care about is the financialization of every aspect of our lives. And if they can do that and you bear the burden of it, then they emerge as the winner. And you are the loser, even when you're trying to turn yourself into a winner. You'll never be, nobody will be a winner unless you're part of the special insider group. I call them the Zyokon, the warmongering globalist Zyokon cabal, any one of those or all of those, if you're not a part of that or you're not purchased by them, then you're going to be a loser in this, you know, the way the economy is now set up.
Well, and you're not going to have a, you know, those powers that be don't want a savvy or highly educated population. It's to their advantage to keep everyone dumbed down. And they do that not just through education, Cynthia, but I believe through, I'm very into alternative health and stuff. I think they do it. I mean, you can look at air, water, food, and education, and over-vaccinating, and all those things, and you've got the perfect recipe for a society that's ineffectual.
That's exactly correct. And of course, if you're so busy taking care of your addled brother who comes back from the war front and he can't handle himself in any, you know,
that's right.
You know, then of course you're busy taking care of home and you're not going to pay too much attention to what those guys are doing. And that's exactly what they want. No eyes on them.
That's correct. And this is the missing piece here. This is the missing piece to just focusing on, oh, we got to get more Democrats or, oh, we got to get more Republicans. People have to get that deeper understanding. And I don't know how to, it's hard to convey that to people. People, you know, I talk to people, you've experienced this too, where you talk to people and you get the glazed donut look, kind of.
Yeah. Well, you know,
not this audience, not the Power
yeah,
Now. Power
audience.
Hour Nation is very in tune, believe me.
Yeah, yeah. And so there's a what I talked about in that previous interview that you mentioned, that was with Stuart Alexander, I'm going to post it on my socials in a minute, was not only the crisis of misleadership, which is what Glenn Ford at Black Agenda Report talks about all the time, that we've got a crisis of misleadership. But you can't have leaders unless you've also got followers. So there's also a crisis of misfollowership because these people are choosing to follow people who are misleading them. And you can look at my own, although, you know, my mother, never hesitates to remind me that I was a victim of the electronic voting machines, and don't ever say that the situation was otherwise.
All right, we're going to a few more minutes on breaks here, and we'll be back in 5 minutes. Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
The president is in Granite City, Illinois, where he is celebrating the expected return of 800 American steel jobs.
We need steel plants. And to see an old, big, monster plant like this reopening, that is an honor. And I look at the faces of you people. I could be one of you. I could be one of you.
The government has until 6 o'clock Eastern time to reunite all eligible families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said there is one thing we have to remember when reuniting kids and parents.
In the midst of the plan, as we had these intervening court cases, and it's really impossible to, for folks to maybe fully recognize this, we really want to protect the children.
There will be around 900 children who won't be reunited with their parents as they have either serious criminal records or have already been deported without their children. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Cynthia McKinney, and Cynthia, you were mentioning about your mom reminding you that your votes were hacked, and I think I told you the story. Our listeners don't know the story of my mother, who I had never really heard of you, but she did, and she 10 years ago or so, and she says, listen to this woman. I said, who? And she goes, this congresswoman from Georgia, she's in trouble. I said, why? And she goes, was something on CNN or something, you made the news about something. Maybe it was when you got in Donald Rumsfeld's face. And she said, she's done. They're going to get rid of her. I said, what do you mean? So she was all upset because she says, oh, my God, this woman's telling the truth. So that was my first experience hearing your name. I was actually, I lived in Georgia for a while, but I hadn't really paid attention because I was flying and gone most of the time. But very interesting what happened to you.
Well, yeah, I kind of know how Donald Trump feels. I had I received an email that had a photograph of him with like 100 guns pointed at his head and all of the different lobbies that there that are a part of the swamp of Washington, D.C., that are, you know, pointing their gun at his head. And that's exactly the way, you know, I've been through it. I understand exactly how they operate. I know exactly who they are. I know, you know, and the only thing that my situation was that I didn't have $1 billion to defend myself. I didn't even have $1 million. I didn't even have $100,000 to defend myself. And so, you know, I ended up going under just because I couldn't even do more in the lawsuit because, or we couldn't do more in the lawsuit, just because, you know, justice in the United States depends on how much money you can put into the so-called justice system.
Well, yes. And we, you know, we've got people that should be in orange jumpsuits and you'll never see them in one. And then we've got people, you know, spending 20 years in prison for a bag of weed or whatever. You know, this is, you know, as Gerald Celente always says, it's not justice. It's just us.
It's just us. That's right. That's right. That's right.
You know, I want to ask you real quick before the show is over. You have a book, a brand new book, or it's not quite finished yet, or it's coming out soon, or I'd love to hear what that is and tune everybody onto it if it's going to be available soon and where.
It will be available soon. The name of the book comes from our dear president.
I love it.
Who made a extremely derogatory characterization of certain countries. He called them S-hole countries because you and I are genteel Southern ladies and we don't talk like that.
Right.
But I and my mother, much to my mother's chagrin, I actually used the word in the title of the book. But anyway, so basically the title of the book is How the U.S. Creates Those Countries. And the particular country that I wrote about was Somalia because, of course, you know, much to my dismay, the United States is literally bombing Somalia every day. And that has continued basically since what Wesley Clark said. Somalia was one of those countries, seven countries in 5 years that was going to be invaded. Well, so I got a little background on why Somalia is, you know, and how it became, it came to be in the crosshairs of the deep state of the U.S., aside from it being a 99% majority Muslim country, which basically is all it takes when you're dealing with the pro-Israel lobby.
Yeah.
But how is it that all of the factions, and I contend that there are three factions of the deep state that are battling it out right now, and how is it that all of them agreed that Somalia should be a target state? Well, Somalia has oil. And so, you know, you remember all that talk about the Somali pirates and all of that. Well, that was the effort of the Somali people to fight back against various transgressions that were being committed against them. And one of the largest ones that entailed the offshore activity was the dumping of radioactive waste off of their coastline and totally destroying their livelihood and their source of nutrition from the sea. And so,
yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, that's right. Most people didn't have any idea because the media in this country are not about telling the people the truth or giving you information, but they are a part of that misleadership class, and their goal is to mislead at every turn so that the elements of the deep state can have their way in any other country around the world. So this is going on in Somalia, and Somalia doesn't have a government. Well, it turns out that the Somali people were encouraged to overthrow their military leader, who the last time they had a government was Siad Barre was their leader, and that was like in the 1980s. They finally got rid of him after they became independent in the late 1960s. So they have Siad Barre, and he becomes very nationalistic and says, okay, we've literally got to get more for our oil, and starts to pressure the U.S. corporations that they've got to pay more to the Somali government. Does that sound familiar? That's exactly
right. It sounds like Mossadegh in Iran.
That's exactly right. And that was what Libya was going through.
Yep, so, and Libya.
That's right. So the people were encouraged to oust Siad Barre, and they thought that they were doing it. Does this sound familiar? Arab Spring? So they were encouraged to oust their government, which they did. And they never had a government after that until now, which this government is operating, but it was installed by the U.S. under a constitution that was written by the U.S., not the Somali people. Well, anyway, there was a provision in the oil contract that said if in the event that there is no government, then the contracts will just automatically roll over and renew for another 20 years. And gosh darn it, Somalia just happened to never have a government when the time for the contracts came up for renewal. Imagine that. So, you see, the United States has been involved in the creation of these S-hole countries for a very long time. But the people of the U.S. haven't had any idea, and I guess they haven't cared because all they want to do is fill up their tanks. And they don't care how, you know, on with whose blood they are filling up the tank.
Well, it's, right.
I think now, though, that we have now, particularly that everyone has felt a pinch, that people do care. And I know that these young people, the millennials, they absolutely care. And they don't want to do harm to other people. They don't want harm done to them. And so that gives me hope that we can have young people who care enough to say, okay, I am going to go vegan. I am going to do this, or I am going to do that in order to change my lifestyle so that my lifestyle isn't harming somebody else. And if, imagine what U.S. foreign policy could be like if that became our policy. We really would be a beacon of hope around the world. We really would be walking our talk. But right now, there is no such thing as U.S. walking its talk, because it talks about democracy, but it denies democracy at home.
Well, a lot of people define democracy in different ways, as you know.
That's right.
You know, we're technically not a democracy, but still, we can't export what we think another country should have when their cultures are completely different. And, you know, I'm in Minnesota, and we've taken in thousands upon thousands of the refugees here. And, you know, people here are very upset about it because they don't necessarily assimilate like we would like to see them assimilate, but we're going to break. Let's finish up with that on the other side of the break. This is really interesting. I'm learning a lot.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We are down to our last segment, and boy, does the time go fast. Cynthia, just finishing up about what you were saying about Somalia, you know, I always recommend people read Confessions of an Economic Hitman because they don't understand how we do create most of the problems in these countries. And we, meaning the West, meaning, you know, America, Israel, England, you know, the France, whatever. And your book's going to be great. This sounds, it's going to be much more up to date, and I'm really excited to take a look at it. But yeah, we wonder where all these refugees come from. You know, I think we've created most of the problems.
Well, now, you know, we have created most of the problems, but now the source of the refugees or the migrants is a whole different a different topic.
Well, we've been bringing them into Minnesota for about 20 years, so this has been going on here for a long time. There's a we have an area of Minneapolis called Little Mogadishu, so this isn't something new. The European migrant thing is fairly new. This thing that's been going on here and in the state of Maine has been going on for quite a while.
Yes, yes, yes. That's not to say that, well, you know, also the United States, well, let's just say that the source or the genesis of the migrant issue is U.S. foreign policy. And so if we were to change the foreign policy, we would also change the migration situation. But you see, the migration situation has also become an opportunity because, you know, one of my sayings is, after observing from the inside how this occurs, he who has a plan in the midst of chaos will win. So you create the plan, and then you create the chaos, and then you win.
Well, that's the Hegelian dialectic, isn't it?
Yes. And so one study, an Italian study, was done on the European migration situation. So basically, human misery has become weaponized. And so you weaponize that misery, and then you're able to achieve policy objectives that you ordinarily would not be able to achieve. And this is the case not only with the European migration. It's the case especially with the European migration. I suspect, although I haven't done the research, that is this is also the case with the U.S. migration that is of this recent one. Okay, so now what did the Italian study find? The findings were that the NGOs that owned or operated the ships that are carrying the migrants from Africa and Asia into Europe, well, they were financed by one person. I'll give you one guess. Well, I'll just go ahead and tell you. George Soros.
I was going to say Mr. Soros himself.
That's right. And if you look at the conditions on these ships, it's basically look like slave ships.
Exactly.
And so now, so this phenomenon didn't just happen overnight, just like Muammar Gaddafi didn't just become an enemy of the U.S. that needed to be toppled in, it started in March. So in March of 2011, and then of course everything was, you know, until that was accomplished. And, before that it was Iraq under Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after that it became Bashar Assad. Except that by that time, the Chinese and the Russians had, well, the Russians had a change of government, and Medvedev was gone, who is an Atlanticist, and Vladimir Putin, who is a nationalist, came in and joined with Xi of China, and they just put a stop to it, for the world's first ever double veto in the United Nations Security Council on the bombing of Syria, which, of course, President Obama was trying to do before General Dempsey paid him a visit in the White House and said, no, 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 and heck no, you're not going to do this. So we've got people who have an agenda, and they really don't care about how other people are mistreated in the pursuit of their agenda. And it's the same. These just happen to be the same kind of people who don't care about the people of the U.S. So they don't care what happens to the U.S. as long as they can financialize and seize every state-owned, or if not state-owned, because that's what happened in the Soviet Union when it became Russia. but and the creation of the oligarchs. Well, these people are fighting now for the right to strip the U.S. and the people of the U.S. of every penny that they have. There's a vast looting that's going on, and we are the victims.
Wow. And then, you know, I mean, and then we've got all of our, you know, poor military guys that are cannon fodder. I always say we're keeping the world safe for Goldman Sachs, Halliburton, Israel, Exxon, fill in the blank, you know, and that's not what our founding fathers intended for our military to be used for, as you know. And, you know, I don't see any end in sight because there's got to be a constant boogeyman. And when one's destroyed, then they create a new one.
That's right. Well, it's about time for us to say, okay, we're on to you now, and we're going to create our own plan. We're going to work our plan, and we're going to make sure that our plan works for us. And with Donald Trump as the great disruptor that he is, we have a tremendous opportunity to create the kind of change that we want to see in our communities, in our neighborhoods, and in our country. So it's incumbent upon us.
He seems to be against war, Cynthia. I've listened to a lot of his speeches, but I think he's being co-opted. But he has spoken out against, like, what are we doing? What the hell are we doing? You know, I've heard him say that a number of times regarding our foreign policy.
Yeah, and I remind people, you know, people would say, oh, Obama gave such a beautiful speech. I said, yeah,
no.
But you don't elect people for speeches. Right?
No, you can't listen to what they say. You watch what they do.
That's exactly right. So I think that's where my power sales idea comes in. It's putting people of different backgrounds in the same room at the same table talking to each other.
And on that note, we're going to leave. I hope you'll come back. I'd love to do this again. Thank you so much, Cynthia. Much, much appreciated. Learned a lot today.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, darling.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.